13. Jolly came home. 2 days she was gone, but she came home. I was supposed to leave before midnight, but there was nobody here, so I stayed. Then there was nobody here still, so I stayed some more, the whole night. A whole day of school I missed, and my teachers will turn their shoulders hard to the chalkboard and say, "Life is tough. Here's your assignments due." My mom was in her outrage when I caught late, saying I had to stay over. "Never again," she says, in her voice that at the same time pities the kids, too. Jolly didn't know she'd be gone so long. She didn't even call. She should call while she still has a phone. She keeps not paying the bill. She won't have one. But she paid me. Jilly held tight, pulling my hair around her face, and her fists were like wrenches fastened on. I unclenched her and she was screaming, but I don't think Jeremy even noticed I was leaving. He was at the lemon pot.